Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, August 31st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Some of the country's biggest companies may soon be required to include salary ranges on job listings if a bill in California becomes law.
It can be extremely helpful for workers. It makes a job search more efficient. You can just open a posting and know if a range might be interesting to you.
Coming up, we'll talk with our workplace and management reporter Chip Cutter about the pay transparency bill and how it could ultimately affect workers nationwide. That's after the break. California may soon require nearly all employers in the state to list pay information on job postings. And if the measure is approved, it could affect many of America's biggest companies and not just those in California. Chip Cutter covers workplace and management issues for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us with more. Hey, Chip, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, JR.
So, Chip, this bill was introduced earlier this year. It's gotten strong support from both houses of California's legislature. What exactly would it call for?
Well, it's significant in that it calls for nearly all employers in California who are hiring for jobs there to list pay on job postings. So any organization with more than 15 employees will need to include the hourly pay or a salary range on job postings. It would also call for companies to disclose more information to the state on the wages of existing employees.
Okay. Any other parts of the bill worth noting?
Yeah, so companies would have to provide the median and hourly pay rate by race, ethnicity, and other factors within a number of job categories, but they'd also have to do this for their labor contractors, and that's something that's different here. Those companies that hire 100 or more employees through labor contractors would have to submit a separate pay data report to the state.
Now, California is home to many of the country's biggest companies and has more than 19 million workers, but would this bill only apply to companies in California?
No, it wouldn't. It would apply to any company that's based elsewhere but still looking to fill roles in California. So even if it's a company based in New York that wants to hire someone in San Francisco, they would need to abide by the rules here that would require someone to put a salary range on a job posting.
So then how could this law change job postings outside of California?
Well, this might actually push companies to start listing pay on job posts nationwide. There's a number of these laws on the books already in different states. And so as more of this legislation comes to pass, many companies are realizing a patchwork approach might not make sense. They might just start listing pay everywhere to make things easier. And JR, this can be a pretty cumbersome process for companies. HR executives have to watch all these different laws and make sure they're complying with them. And we're seeing some companies actually hire folks to do this. Johnson & Johnson has a job posting up right now that's focused on fair pay. And part of that job involves watching legislation to help inform the company's strategy. So you can see companies trying to get their arms around all these different laws and bills that are in the works.
Yeah, some other states and cities have these salary transparency laws already on the books. What's the status of them?
Well, we're seeing even more of these laws across the country. One law took effect in Colorado last year. Another goes into effect in New York City in November. Washington State, meanwhile, will start requiring companies to list pay on job postings as of January 1st. And there's others under consideration, too. So California's would join an increasingly crowded field of these sorts of laws. One reason companies are thinking they might have to do something different here.
Okay, but many companies have traditionally been reluctant to add job information on job postings. Why are they opposed to doing that?
Well, this is really sensitive. Companies say that they worry that putting pay in a listing might make it harder to hire, particularly if they end up having to offer someone more or perhaps even less than what they initially put on a job posting. They also worry about what might happen with internal employees. Say someone who is in a current job looks at a job posting and then goes to their manager and says, "Wait a minute, why am I not at the top of this range?" That could create headaches for companies, and it's one reason why employers for so long have tried to keep pay information pretty secret.
And then bringing this back to workers, what kind of leverage do these salary transparency laws typically give to employees and people looking for jobs?
It can be extremely helpful for workers. It makes a job search more efficient. You can just open a posting and know if a range might be interesting to you. But if you are someone currently inside of a company, it can also give you some helpful intelligence to then go back to your boss to be able to say, "This posting is up there. Why is the range this? Why am I not making that?" It just provides more information that does help give workers a little more leverage here.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks again.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Jugot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.